Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome ECM recording artist, the Pat Metheny Group.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Summit before, but I grew up out there in Lee Summit, went to Lee Summit High School, all that stuff, so this is a real homecoming for me. I remember going on a field trip here in the second grade and going up on top of that thing, wherever it is, and getting scared to death, so here we are, and we're really happy to play for you tonight. Since we were here last, we got a whole bunch of new tunes, and we'd like to play those for you tonight, and we also got some new cats in the band who we'll introduce later on, and I got the feeling there's a lot of people here who might have never heard the group live before, so we're going to be playing a lot of our older stuff too, so you can check that out. Try and make a mixed program of it. We started out tonight with one of the first tunes that Lyle and I wrote together a real long time ago. It's kind of become our theme song or something like that. That one was called Phase Dance. Then we did Travels. Then we did a tune written by a real favorite musician of ours, Keith Jarrett. One of Keith's tunes called The Wind Up. Then we did a tune called James, which is sort of loosely inspired by James Taylor and his music. And then the one that we just finished is brand new. In fact, we just wrote it about 2 weeks ago, and so far we don't got a title for it yet. It's just a little thing that we're working on. So we're going to continue with something that's also inspired by a musician, somebody who's meant a lot to me through the years, and I've always bought all his records and spent a lot of time learning and getting inspired by his music. His name's Ornette Coleman. We're going to do a tune of ours that's dedicated to Ornette. This one's called Off Ramp. An introduction. There's somebody I want to meet. I want y'all to meet who just joined the band, and we're really excited about it. About 3 years ago, I went down to Brazil to do some concerts, and while I was there, I met lots of musicians. And I was originally going down there to play the Rio Jazz Festival. I was going to stay for 3 days, and I ended up staying for about 6 weeks.
really did a number on me. And I was backstage at this concert, and this guy came up to me with a cassette of some music. And I took back to the hotel that night and listened to it. And I couldn't believe how good it was. It really knocked me out. All different kinds of stuff was on it. And the next day I found out that he had played all the instruments himself on the tape, and he had recorded it in his bedroom on a four-track machine. And then I was real knocked out, and then about an hour later I found out he was 18 years old at the time he did it, so then I was real impressed. So I stayed in touch with this guy over the past few years, and he joined us earlier this year for our European tour, and he's kind of filling an unusual role for a group like ours. And then he plays guitar, he plays bass, he's primarily playing percussion, and he's got an excellent voice, so he's playing all kinds of different stuff back there, and we're really having fun having him in the group. So please welcome our friend from South America, Pedro Aznar. So you'll see Pedro out here for the rest of the set doing various things back there. We're going to continue now with two brand new ballads that we've got. The first one is sort of loosely inspired by some American folk music that I heard a little while ago. That one's called Farmer's Trust. It also happens to be the name of a bank that used to be in Lee Summit, but I didn't really realize that until after the fact. So it's either about a bank or a folk song, whichever you want to pick. And then we're going to do another one. It's going to sort of go into it like a suite or something like that. And that one's got a real Brazilian feel to it. It features Pedro singing. And that one's called Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you.
that's a tune for a real good friend of ours, Jaco Pistorius. It's called Jaco. And the one before that, a real long one before that with the guitar intro, was a tune Lyle and I worked on together a couple years ago called As Falls Wichita, So Falls Wichita Falls. And before that was a brand new tune that featured an unusual Brazilian instrument called the berimbau. That one was called The Fields, The Sky. And before that we did a whole bunch of other songs, and we hope you like them all. We got time to do one more for y'all tonight for our set. But before we do, I want to take a minute, first of all, just to thank you all for coming out tonight. You've been a great audience. We really enjoyed playing for you. You know, it's really special for me to play this music on this kind of a night, because, I mean, I can remember growing up as a kid on these kind of nights, you know, and thinking about wanting to be a musician. And it's really a groove to finally be playing some music and have y'all come out and check it out. So thank you. But I want to take a minute so you can thank each one of these great musicians up here individually. A little while ago, I introduced one of our new members, but you haven't met the other one yet. We're really excited about playing with him. He's a fantastic young drummer from Chicago, Paul Wertico. And in these days of specialization amongst musicians, it's really unusual to find a bass player who's at home on acoustic bass and electric bass, and we found one of the most versatile cats around, also from Chicago, Steve Rodby. One more time, from Argentina, Pedro Aznar. And, of course, on piano, Lyle Mays. Thanks from all of us. Thank you.
Thank you. still make you laugh. Thank you.